The whole body of Christ right now is carrying vision. Everyone sees it. Everyone that's close to the Lord knows it's all coming. But the kind of faith that the Father's looking for in this final generation, it can only be found in His Son. You're not going to generate that faith on your own. You have to find it in Him. And not only just in Him, there's a lot of places in Christ, but it's in the finished work, or Christ the Omega. There's a reason He said, I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. Everything God has spoken to any one of us concerning our future and the future of the body of Christ, He spoke that from a place, from the Omega jurisdiction. He spoke it from the future, and He brought your future to where you were. Share this amazing encounter. Cody is getting some serious, serious stuff these days.
All right, so this started on Thursday morning whenever I was praying, and I asked God. I was like, look, I want more encounters because I haven't had one in about a week. And I'm like, give me some encounters. You know, I like them. I'm in my prayer, and I'm going through work, and He's like, I'll give you an encounter tomorrow morning. Well, Thursday night before I went to bed, I was like, you know, I've been working really hard this week. I'll just wake up late and just go to work. I won't pray. And I was like, wait a minute. No, that's exactly what Satan wants me to do. He wants me to wake up and go to work. He doesn't want me to pray. Well, I sit in my prayer closet, and I'm just saying the Ephesians 1 prayer, that the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ may give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him, and that the eyes of my heart be flooded with light, that I may know the hope to which He's called me, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and that my eye be single-minded, interwoven with Christ the Alpha, but also interwoven with Christ the Omega. And as soon as I said that, I went through these. It looked like the hallways where the cherubs go through because they're arched. You can tell because their wings have to fit through. And I'm like moving really fast. And then a distraction comes, and I actually leave my prayer closet. And the Lord is like, no, you got to focus. So get back in your prayer closet and put the prayer on from Tuesday. I start listening to this prayer, and I go in immediately into the realm of the heart. And I'm in a desert, it looks like. And I see this map that I'm holding, and it's got like wrinkled paper, but it's glowing blue. And the Lord, He gave me the interpretation that it's revelation. And I'm looking at the blueprint of my heart, but it's all filled with revelation. And then I see the Lord Jesus. He's, while I'm looking at here, down here, He's like, hey, Cody, I'm up here. And He's sitting, he's like waving at me, and He's like kicking His feet, and He's on top of this temple. And He brings me up on top of it, and He starts walking like this, and He's just talking to me. And He's like, this is the finished work. This is the finished work. This is the top of the temple. And every revelation in your heart is a stone on the temple. And as soon as He said that, He said, every single stone on the temple is a revelation. So the revelation is the stone to the temple. And He said, what would I do? And the interpretation He gave me is, what would I do when this word we're carrying becomes flesh and we're able to walk on it in the earth? Like, what would I do? I said, well, obviously I would get on my face and I would say thank you. So I get on my face and I'm like, Lord, thank you so much. This is just awesome. And then the weighty glory hits me, and immediately this thing starts getting higher and higher into the clouds, and I can feel the wind going over my forehead. And we're in the clouds, and He said, this realm is unlimited. There's no end to this realm, this arena. And while He's saying that to me, He's in the right hand of God, and He pulls me up through the clouds. And I'm in the Garden of the Lilies, and I'm like flying through this place. And I see these white lilies. They're so big, and they were just completely still and glorious. And then I move past the Garden of the Lilies, and I see a city. It looked like New York. But He said, plant the lampstand. So by faith, I reached in and I planted this lampstand, and I see a huge, it was like miles wide, a lampstand, a golden lampstand that came down from heaven, and it was coming into the city. And He said, I was beholding the next great move of God. I was actually seeking the Lord for a scripture, and I was like, Lord, you know, I want a scripture for this. And He gives me Isaiah 32:15. He said, everything that is dead shall live.
Oh, I got it highlighted.
And He said, until the Spirit be poured out upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest.
Wow.
Praise God.
There was something that just this occurred to me as he was sharing that. When he was standing on the temple, he said, that's the finished work. That's the finished work. So that means in the temptation of Jesus, when the devil brought him up onto the temple, he was trying to get him to take a shortcut to the finished work. If he had taken that shortcut, there could have been no cross and no finished work. So praise God that he only did what he saw his Father do. And there was no shortcut. There was a prophet and there was an opportunity for you that was released. Hallelujah.
The whole foundation of the temple that was laid by the early church was Christ. And all the other stones that God's laying now is the finished work. And as we move up through all of these revelations, we're moving into a position where he already occupies, called the Omega jurisdiction. Christ is the Omega. In the book of Revelation, he said, I am the Alpha and Omega. You will not find those words anywhere else in the entire Bible. He says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. He says, I am the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last, because he was standing at the Omega, the end of the Omega jurisdiction of our dispensation. And he brought John there. He said, listen, I stand as Omega here. Showed it to him 2,000 years ago. He brought him in, showed him our great move of God, showed him the final 7 years, and he went on beyond from that. But he stood there as Alpha Omega, say Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, first and last. Then we also found three different chapters in that little stretch of Isaiah we've been into lately, of Isaiah 40 through 48. He says, I am first and last. He's never said that about himself in any other book, except when he said, I'm the author and finisher. But he's never referred to himself as first and last, except that those three chapters in Isaiah, which was speaking to our prophetic generation, the children of Israel coming out, and in the book of Revelation, first and last. Why? Because this is the time. Because the early church, they were there to build the foundation. At the end of Paul's life, end of John's life, these men, these apostles, began looking out further beyond the day they were living in. Paul was looking in the book of Hebrews. He saw an emerging king priest government. He saw a heavenly company. He saw it, and he was wanting to get the church to what he saw. What do you think when he got caught up and saw unspeakable things and full of glory? He couldn't even talk about it. Paul started seeing things beyond the realm he was living in, because they were called to build that church. But he goes, let us go on into perfection. I want to give you meat. Hitherto, I can't even give you the meat. I have to still serve you milk, but there's something else out there. And he was contending to bring them into the perfection that we as a end time church are going to enter into. These men looked into it. John looked into it. Paul looked into it. Moses would have looked into it, but Moses couldn't, because he represented the law, and God was going to abolish what he represented. All this is, by the way, in God's glory. It's in the realm of God's glory. When you touch into God's glory, you start seeing way beyond where you are. Everyone's going to have a certain prophetic operation. If you're in the office, you'll have another operation. But when you move into the glory, it's a whole nother realm altogether. So God said, listen, Moses, I can't show you what's in front, but I'll show you what's behind. I'm going to hide you in the cleft of the rock, my son. And when I pass by, I'm going to show you the glory of my hinder parts. What he was saying, I'm going to show you the glory of the beginning, the glory of creation, the glory of the patriarchs, the glory all the way up into his time. 2,500 years, he showed him and walked him through it. Because Moses wrote that. He didn't have a TV, a video, a DVD. He had none of that. But all of that was given to him from the Father. Isn't that awesome? John went up for it. But now we as a church are going to be moving into what I call the Omega jurisdiction. That is where God spoke all this from. How many have had God speak to you about the future? Raise your hand. He didn't speak to you from the future from the Alpha. He spoke that future as him standing as the Omega. He was standing way out in front in a realm of glory that you weren't even ever introduced to. You probably haven't even seen. He was standing in the realm of the Omega, holding the future, and he brought it all the way into where you were as the Alpha. As the Alpha. Say as the Alpha. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear me, I'll come in and I'll sup with you where you're at. But I want to show you some things from another realm, from another time.
I want to show you something from a whole nother operation that you've not seen. And he deposits it to you right there. And he releases it and it explodes in your heart. And your heart just goes, whoa! Whoa! And it comes with a faith and a glory and a grace because it didn't come from where you are now. It came from a future that you were going to walk into God with. Called the Omega jurisdiction. And so all that time he gives it, and that whole encounter, like Cody said, God give me an encounter. Okay, I'll give you one tomorrow morning. He doesn't do that with me. He doesn't tell me when I'm getting my encounters. He didn't say, hey, I'm going to bust you wide open right in the middle of service. Because what happens in these encounters, if we don't know how to live there, what happens, the enemy will come just, and he'll try to drown that out and suffocate what God's given you. But what God's teaching us now to do is to move out from where we are. Move into Christ, acknowledging every good thing that's in you in Christ. Is Christ the Alpha? Is Christ the Omega? Then can you be with him where he is? Can you be with him where he dwells? He dwells in the Omega. All you need to have is a revelation of who he is as the Omega, and you can go there. And when you go there, guess what? All the glory and all the life and all the power, even though you may not be walking in it yet here in the earth, you'll start living in it. In the realm of the spirit, you'll start encountering experience in it. I did it this morning. I went into the Omega realm. He shoved me in there this morning. I mean, the enemy was fighting that, and God just, ooh, we're going to walk in that. I was living that. It was like I was cut up. It seemed to me I was in that realm for 2 or 3 hours. I don't know how long we were there, but it seemed to me I was out there for 2 or 3 hours. The stuff that I was into, I came back into the service. I'm like, oh, we're in service here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Go to the book of Revelation. Everyone in this generation is carrying. Every time you turn the TV on, everyone's carrying. Everyone's seeing, but nobody's accessed it yet. It's living out in the realm that's beyond virtually everybody, but everyone's seeing it. They know it's coming. They know, and God's requiring a level of faith to go in and access that you're not going to find in the Alpha realm. You're not going to find the faith here. This is called the Abrahamic faith. You're going to have to go to where it is. Amen. Revelation 1:4, John's in his introductions. John to the 7 churches who are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, which was, say was, which is to come. Who's that? That's the Father. Now watch how we know that. And from the 7 spirits which are before his throne. Whose throne? The Father's throne. And from Jesus Christ. So you have all three. So Jesus is not going to say, I am, which was, it is, and is to come, and from the 7 spirits of God, and from me. It was Father, Holy Spirit, which is the 7 spirits of God, and the Son. All right? Now notice how the Father was described. He that was, then which is, and was, and what? Is to what? Is to what? Father encompassing all things. The God that what? Inhabiteth what? Eternity. Say eternity. It's very important, the one who is to come. Say is to come. That's the one we want to dwell in. Who is that? The Father. Where'd the Lord say, I pray that you be with me, Father, will they be with me? Where I am in the Father, where I am in he that is, where I am in he that was, where I am that he that what is to come. The Father is, he was, and is to come. So when you're in the Father, you can dwell in all places. Wherever he is in the Father, you can be there. I'm just dwelling in he that is to come, because all of it's in the Father, right? Now, a couple of verses later, the Lord calls himself the same thing. Why? Because he's the one you got to go into to get into the Father. Look at verse 8. I am the Alpha and Omega. This is the Lord speaking here. The beginning and the ending, saith the Lord. And now he describes himself that way, which is, which was, and is to come. I am that which is, I am that. Why? Because you cannot go somewhere. If he's not there, you can't go there. Because he is, you can be with him where you are, where he is. You can be where he was, Moses was with him where he was all the way back. Or you can be with him as that which what? Is what? Is to come. He encompasses all that. The only reason we don't know how to dwell there because we haven't had a revelation. That's why the eyes of my heart to be enlightened. Grant me the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the operation and understanding of Christ the Omega. Him that is to come, that the eyes of my heart be flooded. Because you can't go somewhere you can't see, but when you start seeing, you can go there.
Go to John 10.
Verse 2. He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, the sheep hear his voice. He calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Okay? So he's talking about his sheep hear his voice. They get saved. And he leads them out. So he leads them out. Leads them out of where? He leads them out of the darkness of the world system. He leads them out. You're born again. He's led you out. Now what happens? After he's led you out, what happens? And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he's taking you out of the sheep pen of the world system and putting you, he's taking you out from the goat pen of the world system and putting you in the sheep pen of God. That's when you're born again. Now what happens? And when he has put them forth his own sheep, he what? Goeth before them. And the sheep follow him because they know his voice. You know what before means? It's in prosthen and it means to be or go in front of in a place, state, or time. He goes before you. He goes in front of you in a state, a place, or time. He goes in front of you because why? He is that which is to come. He can go in front of you. He can be with you. He can get behind you. He can get in front. But he goes in front in a place, showing you in a state, revealing things in time. Say time. He's there. Say he's there because he goes before. And his sheep follow him where? Where he is. In front. Because you hear his voice. You can go where he is because even though he's in front of you, he might be 7 days in front of you. He might be 7 years in front of you. This might be our year. It might be next year. But whenever it is, the year of our birth, it's right in front of us. It's somewhere in front. We can hear his voice because he's already standing there as the Omega, as that which is to come. He's standing there. I hear his voice. If any man hear my voice, let my sheep follow me. And he that follow me where I am, there shall he be also. If you can hear me, if you can see me where I am, where is he? You can't hear him or see him if you're not abiding in him. The more you abide, the more light you get. The more you dwell, the brighter it gets. It gets so bright, you'll lighten up your future. A day will be, your night will be as a day, and your day will be as 7 days. Isaiah 30, your day will be as 7 days of light. He's standing in front. I want to go to where the birth is. I want to go to where you are in the birth. Show me where you are in the birth. Show me what that looks like. Show me what that feels like. Show me where you are, because where you are in that which is to come, there I am also. His sheep follow him. If any man follow me, you're not just going to follow me there. You're going to be with me there. He goes, my sheep follow me. Where I am, there shall you be also, even if he's in front of you. You can dwell with him in front of you. He wants you to dwell with him in front of you because that's where all the glory's at. How many believe God's glory is actually going to come down to this world? So whenever time that happens, that's where we need to go now. Not here with him in the spirit. Receive it there and then bring it back to where you are. Abraham did that. He looked so far into the dispensation, he went out of his own and looked into ours. And God let him operate in ours. He's called it accounted righteousness. David did the same thing. Both of them were described as accounted righteousness. They both looked into our dispensation. They both learned to move out from where they were into where we are. Now we get to look up into the next one. Isn't that awesome? All right.
John 16, verse 13. It says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, or you can call it seven spirits of God, Holy Spirit, Comforter, Holy Ghost, is come, he'll guide you in all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will what? Show you things to come. But the word things is not in the Greek. That was just added. He will show you to what? To come. You know what to come means? Ekerkamei. It means he'll show you how to go from one jurisdiction to another jurisdiction. From one place. He's going to show you how to come to where I am. He'll show you. Where I am, there shall you be also. But he's going to show you how to do this. There is a teacher sent from heaven to teach us how to do this. There is a teacher sent from heaven to show us how to do this. And guess what? He that which is and was and what is to come. Guess what that word is? Speaking of the Father and the Son. Ekerkamei. God who was and is and Ekerkamei is to come. Same word. He's going to teach you how to come to Ekerkamei. Did you get it? He is, he was, but he is Ekerkamei is to come. And I'm going to send the third person of the Godhead to teach you how to come to Ekerkamei. How to come to that which is to come. I'm going to teach you how to come to that which is to come. I'm going to teach you how to go, how to be, how to dwell. I'm going to teach you how to dwell in him who is to come. He described himself as I am, who is, who was, but I am Ekerkamei, that which is to come. I will send my Spirit and he will teach you how to come to me, the Ekerkamei. Said it of himself, said it of the Father. Why? Because it's in the Father we see. That's why he said, Father, I will they be with me in you that is, in you who was, and in you who is to come, so they may behold the glory. Say, behold the glory. You're in the Father, you can behold the glory of him that is, who was, and is to come. And I'll go before you in the Father. That's how I found the Father. He went to the Father and he called me in. Now he's calling us into the Father. He goes, now we're in the Father. Let me call you into the revival now. It's in the Father. Because he was and I am who was. And he is and I am who is. And he is to come. Ekerkamei, and I am Ekerkamei. And I'm going to send my Holy Spirit to teach you now how to dwell in the realm in front of you. Or you can dwell in all the discouragement of your present circumstances. I'm sure that's going to develop the God kind of faith. And when you wake up and nothing's changed, you start looking here. If you start looking here, you'll get nothing. If you look here, you'll get here. And the enemy, because here is part of his jurisdiction, he's going to constantly flood this part with discouragement. But you don't have to look here anymore. You don't even have to dwell anymore. You can go in to dwell that which is to come. Isn't that awesome? We can dwell in him who is to come. I'll close John 5. I told you, it's good. Isn't it good? I went up into the crown this morning. John 5, verse 19. Then answered Jesus, then answered his church and said unto them, verily, we as a church can do nothing in ourselves, but what we seeth the Father do. You're seeing the Father do something. I never understood this part, really. He saw the Father doing it before it happened because he was dwelling in that which is to come. And because he got out from where he was into what which was to come, by the time he had already dwelt with the Father, already healed the man, when he came back, he'd already healed the man once in the Father. Because he lived in that realm. Does that make sense? And then he went back and God, what God had showed, what he lived in the Father, he ministered right there. I can do nothing in myself. I don't do anything in myself. I don't go out there myself. I don't wake up and go out and evangelize the world by myself. I go into the Father. I live somewhere
in front of where I am today. And the Father and I do what He shows me He's doing. And after He's done it in the Spirit, then I'll do it in the natural. You see that? We have to come to that level of dependency. And until we find that kind of dependency where I cannot absolutely do it here, I am tired of listening to the world's intel. I don't need the world's intel. I have God's intel. He has a light that's far greater than the tree of knowledge of good and evil. You'll get to the point where you get tired of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, because it will not deliver the way God will deliver. The tree of life will deliver all the time. Say all the time. God is good all the time. All the time. God is good. Father, thank you. You are that which is to come. We can dwell in the glory of that which is to come before it ever arrives here. It won't surprise you once it arrives, because you already had lived it once in Him. That is the Abrahamic faith. That's the kind of faith God's looking for in this generation, to live it before it happens here. Now we found the key of how to do that. Isn't that awesome? I think we should thank God for a moment. Father, thank you. Holy Spirit, you are our bona fide teacher. You have helped us. You've laid every one of these stones, laying these stones into this temple to get us to the top of the temple before the crowning of it. You've granted us the capacity to see that which is in Christ and that which is to come in Christ, to dwell in that which is to come. We receive the glory and the fullness of it. We receive, O seven spirits of God, help us, teach us, clothe us, fill us, fill us. Overshadow us. Father, I pray for this congregation before we go today. You would grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and the operations and understanding of Christ, the Omega jurisdiction, that which is to come, Ekrakomeia. To grant us wisdom and understanding, that the eyes of our heart would be flooded with light, with Christ, the Omega, with the end, with the finish line. You're the author, but you're the finisher. You draw us where you are, where you spoke all this promise in the first place, from the realm it came from and the glory it came out of. That you draw us into the glory to dwell there with you, in you, to see it, taste it, touch it, feel it, and then see it, touch it, taste it, feel it in the earth. First, behold, I do a new thing. And before it manifests in the earth jurisdiction, I will show it to you from the Omega jurisdiction. I'll reveal it before it manifests in the earth. I'll show it. I'll speak it to you, says the Spirit of grace. You'll know it. You'll know it. Father, you clothe us today. You clothe us all. But I've been telling you about the lilies, grace, and the Lord, and that garden of the lilies, and the Lord showed Cody that garden up at the top. You know those lilies? All they do is receive 24 hours a day. They don't toil. They don't spin. Every day you go in there, they will freely offer up their grace to you. Because that's all they do is receive. They're always full. It's a living garden of pure grace. A pure rest, an abundance of grace that you need every day. And until you know that you need it, until you have the kind of dependency, I simply cannot do this with anything of my own here. I don't have the equipment here. I must obtain from another realm. When you have that kind of dependency, you'll go and get it. The Lord says, I'm not denying you.
I'm calling you to another realm. Do not look at those that went before you. Don't look at those things and say, why can't I have this? I have a whole nother room for you, says the Spirit of the Lord. I have a whole nother realm for you, says the Spirit of the Lord. I have a whole nother operation. I have chosen you for this hour. Amen, amen.